Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Kurds have helped push back ISIS militants in northern Syria ever since the terrorists targeted major Kurdish populations. Kurdish soldiers have continued to engage ISIS along the Euphrates River, and since they keep a low profile at night, the Kurd forces need small flashlights. So what they got were flashlights built into audio Bibles. A Christian traveling to Syria recently contacted Audio Scripture Ministries and took 50 audio Bibles to Kurds on the front lines. What about you? Do you know a group of people who could use God's Word in audio? If so, ASM's J.P. Sundara Rajan says they want to send you audio Bibles.
Look at your own churches and where your heart and passions are, and finding out how we as an organization can come alongside you in your own mission.
You'll find the number to contact ASM at missionnews.org. And from Syria, we turn to the U.S., an event rallying Christians to finish the task of the Great Commission just wrapped up in California. Rob Myers of Door International says 99.7% of Christian support goes to places where Christ is already known.
So we're looking at 0.3% of resources actually being allocated to reach these unreached, unengaged people groups. And that really needs to rise if we're going to see the Great Commission happen within our lifetime.
Myers led a workshop explaining how to reach deaf people for Christ. Did you know there are 70 million deaf people worldwide and less than 2% of them know Jesus as their Savior?
The idea of finishing the task, that's not just a function of pastors or functions of a church in general. The Great Commission is a call that God has on every single one of our lives.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Uncommon gifts for a greater co-mission purpose. Christian Aid Mission is offering a Christmas gift catalog to help their ministry partners around the world be the hands and feet of Christ. Because where the hope of the gospel is found, the world's evils are no match. Look for the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.